His province was called Qin, from which his family took its name, and it is likely that the whole country now known as China was named after him. There are certainly more than enough reasons for China to take its name from the Prince of Qin. Not only did he make himself the first emperor of all China by conquering all the other provinces one by one, but he transformed the entire country. He threw out all the princes and totally reorganized his empire. And if you ask me why he hated history and destroyed all those books, it was because he wanted to wipe out every trace of how things had been done before, so he could build an entirely new China, his China, starting from scratch. He built roads everywhere and began work on an enormous project, the Great Wall of China. Today it is still a massive construction, a double wall made of stone with tall towers and castellations winding its symmetrical way over plains, through deep ravines and up steep mountain slopes as it follows the line of the frontier for all of 4,000 miles.